You, my friend, are so not the usual leader, and neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Fellow rebels and badass leaders, forgive me for not podcasting last Friday. I have been caught up in this latest crisis just like you, and in my helping of companies who are struggling, I ran out of time. And I think I'm going to be out of time for regular podcasting until this COVID thing is over. So I want to share with you on this episode, one, you're not going to hear from me for a while, and two, some of the things that I have been sharing with businesses and professionals to help them cope, I thought perhaps you might be interested in. If I can make two main things stick right off the bat. Number one, lose the emotion. This is no time to be emotional and fret and complain that all the world is falling apart or your world is falling apart or it's terrible for you. Why? Because emotion doesn't get us anywhere. So lose the emotion. Try and stand calm, tall, and assured. Even if your gut is not there, fake it. Number two, for those of you who are in business, even at a significantly reduced basis, and for those who can't do too much because your businesses require one-on-one touching, the best thing you can do, the best investment that you can make right now, is an email campaign once a week or once every 2 weeks, getting in front of your customer base. Getting in front of your customer base to show that you care. You are still thinking about them. But this is not the time to be selling products and services. This is the time to be giving them things that will make their lives easier. So for example, if you find an amazing article about how to manage your family better, shoot it off to your customers as an example. If you have a business colleague who is an incredible fitness, health, yoga, meditation expert, pass their videos or their text or even a Zoom call that you have with them to your customers and allow them to send that same information to their customers. Because you want to be known as the person everyone wants to reach out to, the person that everyone trusts, the person who is not selling but is just showing genuine care. So that's the two things that are key right now. What I will do is I share with you what I am trying to help people with and within their businesses. So I pull together a deck. If you'd like a copy of it, just ping me and I'll send it to you, no problem. What I want to do is highlight the areas that we all have to pay attention to. And then on a very high level, some steps that we can all take. So the one area is our mind. Our mindset. Thing is, there are no rules right now. We're all writing the rules as we go along. So we have to lose the fear. It's time to be absolutely fearless in thinking and acting, because when there's no rules, anything goes. And this is the time when the best rise to the top and the worst, they die. I don't want you to die. I want you to rise to the top. The other thing is, nobody is alone in this. We're all in this together. and we will only get out of this when we act together. So a few podcasts ago, I mentioned something about flipping me to we. Now is the time. Flip your me to we and think about others first. Meet them where they are. So the second thing I want you to think about is your finances. And I'm going to ask a dumb question. Have you got yourself on a strict bare bones budget yet? Both for your household and your business. And if you don't, do it immediately. Put yourself on a very strict financials and data diet, because now is the time to choose fact over fantasy and pay very, very close attention to your numbers and your cash flow. Consider moving your free line. I'm sure your inbox is as jammed as mine with all kinds of organizations and whatever offering free this and free that. They're doing it for a reason. And I want you to be thinking about it too. Now is the time to expand your audience base. One of the best ways to do that is to give away a good chunk of what you do for free. But there's a catch. You want to freely give away knowledge that is attached to services. And you want to donate or give the product at cost away. Nobody is going to make a crap ton of money. But think about the help that you can give to your audience and expand your audience. Can you move some of your products or services online? And if you say no, why not? I fully acknowledge there are some businesses that cannot go online. But if you're thinking you can't go online because one, you don't look proper, you don't have the right equipment, you don't know. Listen, let me tell you right now, there's no rules. So quality is not important. The message and your compassion is. Let's talk about your communications for a minute. Please be honest and transparent at all times. Get comfortable saying, I don't know. Everything is a moving target. You are not expected to know everything. So just admit it. When in doubt, think about the other person. Because the other person is going through almost exactly what you are. So I'm going to repeat this one more time. Be honest and transparent at all times. Now is not the time to hide. When you think about your sales, the most significant thing you can have with all of your customers, whether they are transacting business or not, is to have a personal conversation with them. Yeah, face-to-face, on Zoom, or on the telephone. And here's what you have to do. You want to listen to them. Listen. You want to listen and understand what is underpinning their lives right now. Because perhaps you can help by putting them in touch with a contact you have. Maybe you can give them alternative ideas. Or possibly the best thing you can do for them is just to be a kind voice. The other thing I'm going to say about sales is please don't lower your prices. Adjust your offering or adjust your payment terms. But if you lower your prices right now, you're going to have a hell of a time putting them up when this thing gets back on track. As far as your marketing is concerned, this is where you want to spend money, and it doesn't have to be a lot of money. I encourage you to multiply all your marketing by a factor of 10. This is the time about getting your messages out there, but it's not about advertising. It's about waving your hand and saying, I care. So now is the perfect time to start an email campaign. And the point is to be front and center so that when the dam breaks, you're right there. Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, I hate writing. I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. I get it. So here's the thing. If you've got 1,000 contacts or 1,000 customers, it will cost you around $25 to do a very simple MailChimp campaign. I don't know what it is for Constant Contact, but I can give you the name of somebody who can tell you what it is. The point is, you want to start a weekly or semi-weekly campaign to all your customers, sharing information that you stumble across or sharing information that you think is valuable to them. And this is the perfect time to partner up with anyone that you know who is in the health and fitness, the proper eating, the laughing business, the joy business, the anything that will help people reduce their stress. Partner up with them. You'll be doing two things. One, you're expanding your reputation, and two, you're expanding your reach. They too are going to share that message to their customers. You both win. Did I say never lower your prices? Please don't lower your prices. At a minimum, look at your marketing messages that you have today, because you want to build and cement relationships, and because you want to talk about the real value that you give to your customers. And it's not about I deliver X or I make Y or I do Z. It's about the transformation that you have with your customers. So for example, my customers sleep better knowing that I do X. For example, my customers have greater peace of mind. My customers appreciate this. It's not about your products. It's not about your services. It's about the transformation you make. And if your marketing messages don't reflect that, now is the perfect time to change it. Your people. This is a hard one. I know so many of you have had to lay off staff, and people are struggling to make do on the little bit that the government provides. But here's the thing. Your people are going through the same things as you are, so let your compassion and empathy shine. Try to treat them exactly like you would a family member, which means for your key employees, pick up the phone and call them and ask them how they're doing. Working at home or in a remote spot is the new normal for so many businesses, and that's not going to change. Now is the time to make sure you are using the best collaborative software. Believe me, it's not expensive, and it's not just a Zoom call either. And now is the time when you change your words from, did you get that done? Are you done yet? Aren't you finished? To, how are you feeling, and is that impacting your progress? And the last thought that I'm going to leave you with is how to maintain your own strength and your own sanity. I talked about right off the top, establishing a new routine for yourself or a new schedule. It's important, or else you'll just kind of flail in the wind. But now is the best time to upgrade your own game. Dig into the areas or pull out that honey-do list of things that you always wanted to get done or work on when you had the time. You now have the time. You're looking at time of a month or 2 months. So make the best use of it for your future business. The best defense is a potent offense. So acknowledge you don't know and ask for outside help. Depending on where your brain is sitting or your mind is sitting, you might find a therapist is helpful right now. Or you might find a business mentor might be in order. But now is the time to reach out to others who have weathered these patches and ask them for specific advice and suggestions. Remember, every cloud has a silver lining, and while we can't always see it ourselves, others who have gone through economic turmoil, they can reach out. Everything about this is temporary. The only thing we don't know is how long temporary is going to last. Nobody is alone in this. Nobody. We're all in this together, and we're only going to get out of this together. This is the best advice I can give you right now, dear rebels and badass leaders. Believe me, I feel the pain that everyone is going through. I hope this has been a little bit enlightening for you and a little bit helpful. If you'd like the full deck, just let me know. I'm signing off probably for a month or two, because there's too many people that need my help and I just don't have the time to do a regular podcast. Please reach out to me. Find me on my website. The first hour is always on my dime. I wish you the safest and best of health. And just know, I believe in you. And I know you can still make that impact that you want. Until next time. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.